Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I know you're here because we got our good friend Dr. Bruce Biasecki back on the show. Bruce has become a great member of our Brain Trust, the president and founder of the American Hazard Control Group, AHC Group. He's the author of many, many books, including the brand new one, Doing More with Less. Bruce, I'm so proud of you. I'm not the least bit surprised how well this book's doing. Tell the audience where it's hitting, the list it's hitting right now.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Yeah. For part of this week, it was number one in Amazon.com in the categories management and leadership. Also in business and investing, it stayed number one for 8 days in that category. And as your prior interviews with me showed, it's also about organizational behavior and organizational learning. So what Wiley is telling me is that it's crossing over into these general segments. And the reason I'm thankful is I wanted to offer the reader at this point in life an ocean of learning rather than a series of separate deep wells. So it's really about the values of the near future, and it's very easy to cross over when you're writing an ocean, a very easy to navigate ocean. It's a fun read, people are telling me.
One of the things that, and folks, if I didn't recommend it, Bruce would not be on the show talking about it. And I had an early peek at it way back, so I'm very familiar with this book, and I do recommend it to you, Doing More with Less. Bruce, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about along the lines of competition, you talked in the previous segment about competition in the 21st century, and that's, I'm saying that relevance is trumping trumping competition these days. Being relevant, part of being relevant could be proximity, meaning I'm available when you need me. But also part of relevance could mean that our values align. That even though that guy over there could be cheaper than me, if my values align with your values, you may be more likely to pay me more than them. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a keen insight into, because of the speed and the severity of the new internet and our globalization, the world has shifted from normal marketing consumer behavior to a global, and so the scrollers at Amazon or the scrollers at BN really represent that grand bazaar of people can create their own social network of values. I think what's cool about the way you're thinking of it, Jim, and this is the way I think about it in the new book, the values in my new book are frugality, being competitive in a fair way, so that you get loyalty in return on your expectations. Another value in the book is how to be inventive, like Ben Franklin, and also how to be diplomatic.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is that those values now cross over a huge amount of the globe because people need the momentum of social values to feel fundamental faith in the near future and to also feel hope in the near future so that you can compete again the next day. Sometimes when you take a bid and you sell something for 8% less in a time of need than you did the prior year, you do it so you can be competitive and fight again the next year, right? Mm-hmm. But if you do it with faith, hope, and some charity, the people of your team will stay with you. So there are many personal narratives in the book, Doing More with Less, and you can see them on the webpage for free. There's a podcast, there's a video. We really put it together this time, Jim, so that anybody in the world can get a fair amount of it for free, even though it sells for $15.
One of the things, Bruce, that I've been trying to talk about, I've been talking about for some time now. I've done a lot of work on my show on trust with trust experts, like Arki Chankuti and Stephen M. R. Covey and other folks. One of the things that I think is important for business owners to understand, and I want you to get your thoughts on this, is that the things you're talking about, faith, hope, and trust, authenticity, we've talked about that today, being competitive in the right way, relevance versus competitiveness, value and values, all of that, those aren't just warm, fuzzy things. Bruce, in the 21st century, their best practices. What do you think?
I'm with you, Jimmy B. Listen, let me tell you, the fundamental values that Franklin wrote about in his life, in his autobiography, and in his fantastic essay, The Way to Wealth, you know, rising early, being productive, attempting to accomplish something for a team, those are values that are like magnetic values mm-hmm. in that they earn trust. Trust is not something I think you can purchase, nor is trust something that is easy to defeat.
You can only earn
you
it.
Have some mistrust. You know, that's why there are so many lawyers and marketeers and PR agents trying to fix things. Mm-hmm. But what my book is about, and I think what your work is about, and clearly Covey's insights are about this, yeah. is the fundamental values in earning trust. That's where the magic is.
But the reason it's a best practice to me, Bruce, is if I can trust you, if I feel like you're going to compete like crazy for my business, like you've always competed, but I also know that there's a level of trust, there's a level of our values align, that I know who you are, even though I know you're competing hard and you're going to give me a good price. As long as I feel that I have that relationship with you, if I don't have to worry about you, I don't have to be concerned that you won't do the right thing, that's a best practice for me. That help. That saves me time. That saves me effort. And as a partner, becoming a partner with my business, if I'm the customer, that's why it's a best practice.
I love the way you think about it.
It puts money on the bottom line, folks.
I love the way you think about it. And this is the way I would have your listeners think about it. I was fortunate in life in the sense that I was born poor, and so I earned the steps of the ladder. And while I was struggling the most in college, without a car, without food,
on to that thought. I'm sorry, yeah. we need to take a break, but I want you to come back and tell that story right after these messages. Right back with Bruce Piasecki, folks. Doing More with Less is the book. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.